Carver said. You can trust me. Donna stared at him across the table and said, I know I'm not trustworthy, so why should I think you are? Because Beth recommended me and you can trust her. She's honest to the point of cruelty. Donna Winship smiled. She was attractive when she smiled, but still not the sort to inspire men to fight. Her features were made more delicate by the middle-aged lines etched in them, like fine cracks in bone china. She had dyed blonde hair cut shoulder length and with a wisp of bangs. Brown eyes like those of a frightened animal run to ground, gazing out from behind the bangs as if they were foliage meant to conceal her from hunters. Maybe that was the way she felt. She had a plump and pleasing figure beneath a business suit tailored to make her look crisply efficient, which was probably impossible. Carver guessed she was in her late 30s, but he knew he might be off 5 years either way. She looked like one of those average, not unattractive women used in commercials for weight control programs or tanning salons. The type the composite female TV watcher could identify with, just as the advertisers had schemed. You couldn't trust advertisers. I'm sorry I doubted you, she said. The past month or so has made me suspicious of everyone. Beth said you wouldn't feel that way without good reason. Beth had also said Donna seemed to be under horrendous stress. Donna nudged the olive below the ice cubes in her martini and took a sip. Her hand was steady enough. Beth's a sweetheart. I noticed. After a night of especially exhausting lovemaking, Beth had convinced Carver that he should meet with her friend Donna. Donna was having problems and didn't want to go to Carver's office, didn't want anyone to know she'd consulted a private investigator. Carver had hesitated, so Beth had gone about persuading him as only she could persuade. He'd pretended to be hesitant as long as possible, then finally agreed to meet Donna Winship that evening at the Happy Lobster on the Coast Highway and get the story from her. Beth had thanked him in her own special way. Carver smiled. It was something, the way people used each other. It kept him in business. The Happy Lobster had semi-private tables with pink tablecloths and a wide, curved window that looked out over the vast blue-green Atlantic, mesmerizing diners with its shifting, rolling plains of shadowed and glimmering depths. There were a few high clouds today, of the sort that taunted the uninitiated with the promise of rain this time of year on the east coast of Florida. Dusk was beginning to settle in. The sky met the sea in a haze that obscured the horizon, and that at sunset would darken and close like the fold of an envelope. They were only meeting for drinks and conversation, but Carver had gotten a restaurant table so they'd have more privacy than the lounge provided. When Donna had walked in, he'd recognized her immediately from Beth's description and the blue dress she'd said she'd be wearing. Beth must have described him well, too, because Donna had put on a strained smile and made her way directly across the restaurant toward him. She had a nice, fluid walk. Several male diners interrupted their chewing and glanced after her. There followed 15 minutes of drink-sipping and tentative verbal fencing, much of it self-deprecating on Donna's part. Feeling he had her confidence at last, Carver said, "Why do you say you're not trustworthy?" Donna raised her dark eyebrows in surprise. They were barely visible beneath the dyed, wispy bangs. "Beth didn't tell you?" "No. She thought you should. We're starting from scratch." She gazed out at the endless Atlantic, then back at Carver, decision in her eyes. There was no sound for a while except the murmur of conversation among the other diners, the muted clinking of flatware against china. The sea breaking on the beach below couldn't be heard through the thick glass.